President Truman's rear platform whistle stop speech at Crestline, Ohio, September 1st, 1952.
And now I have the privilege of presenting the President of the United States.
Of being presented to this wonderful Ohio audience this morning by my good friend Mike here. From the looks of this Democratic ticket you presented this morning, the Democrats certainly ought to take Ohio by storm this time. You may remember that I stopped here a couple of times in 1948. I appreciated the welcome that you gave me at that time, and I'm overwhelmed with the one you're giving me this morning. The circumstances are different now than what they were in 1948. I don't have to be running for election this time, but I'm very much interested in the outcome of this campaign. In fact, I'm more interested in winning this time than I was in 1948, if that's possible. I think I told you in 1948 that the president is virtually a prisoner. I think I've served about time enough in that situation as a prisoner of the people of the United States, and it's time for somebody else to take over. That's why I decided a long time ago that I would not run for re-election. I've received every honor from the hand of the American people that any man could ask for, and I've done my best to perform the duties of public office efficiently and honestly. For more than 30 years, I think I have accomplished some good during that period, although there are a lot of people who won't admit it. It's the highest honor that can come to any man, to be President of the United States, the greatest republic and the greatest country in the history of the world, and I certainly appreciate having had that honor, but I don't think one man ought to try to hold it all his life. There are some people, you know, who want to turn back the clock and destroy all the progress we've made in this country in the last 20 years. That would be a terrible mistake. What we need to do is to elect a new president who will take advantage of what has already been accomplished and move ahead with the things that are necessary to increase our national prosperity and bring about a lasting peace in the world. That's what the Democratic Party is offering the American people in this campaign. I'm going to spend my time in this campaign telling you what has been accomplished and why the country is in better shape than it's ever been before in its history. And Governor Stevenson is going to tell you what there is in the future and how he's going to make the future come about as the greatest age we've ever faced. We want to make sure that everybody knows what the record is, both the Democratic side and the record of the Republican side. We want the whole story laid out before the American people. I've been spending some time lately studying the Republican record in Congress during the years I've been president. I knew it had been bad, but I didn't realize just how bad. Why, my friends, that Republican record in Congress is horribly fantastic. I know that there are a lot of Republicans who are good American citizens, but I don't believe that branch of the Republicans down there in Congress represent the views of these good Americans any more than they represent the man in the moon. In fact, they don't represent anybody but themselves. I think the truth of the matter is that the folks back home are sort of like I was. They don't fully realize how bad the record of the Republican Party has been, and the record's been made. It's down in black and white. It's in fine print in the Congressional Record, and I know how to read the record. Now, the important thing about this is that if the Republicans should win in November, and I'm sure they won't, but if they did, the national government would follow the policies these Republicans in Congress. That is not a pleasant prospect. In fact, it's a terrible prospect to contemplate. This Republican record is written down in black and white, as I said a while ago, and it'll speak for itself. And before I get through, I'm going to lay that record out before you, and then I'm going to lay out the record of the Democrats. And then if you don't vote for the Democratic ticket and for Governor Stevenson and John Sparkman on your heart, please. Governor Stevenson is an able and experienced leader who has dealt very successfully with the problems of government. He did not seek the nomination. He did not make any deals or commitments to get it. The Democratic Convention nominated him simply because he was the best man for the job. I'm looking forward to the time when I can turn over to him the duties of this office, which I now occupy. I am satisfied that the great programs we have developed during the last 20 years will be safe in his hands. And I'm going to leave things in his hands and go out and have the best time any man ever had in this country. Now, I sincerely hope that you good people will do for Governor Stevenson just what you did for me. I hope you'll give him the great state of Ohio by an overwhelming majority, and we can continue down the road of good times for everybody in this great country.